Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me, Pastor Lou, for coming and sharing with you.
大家早，我感谢大家能够给我们机会来分享神的话语。
I'm happy to see you in your building. 2.5 years, the pastor said now. Doesn't seem that long.
我也高兴能够来到你们当中，其实2年半的时间已经很快就过去了。
We're happy for you and the home that you found.
我感到非常的高兴，你们有自己的地方。
When you have a range of options, of solutions,
如果你有好几个这个选择的话，
there is a term that is used for the one best solution.
那么有一个名词就是讲到有一个最好的选择。
That term is a slang word, it's sweet spot.
那么这个名词就形容到这个就是好像一个最好的一个选择。
When you find that one best option in that list,
那么如果你找到这个最好的选择的话，
you have found the sweet spot.
那么你就找到这个最好的选择。
One definition for the sweet spot,
那么这个最好的选择的定义，
is a place where a combination of factors suggests a particular suitable solution.
也就是那不同的因素说明这个最好的一个方案。
Fancy words.
这些名字都很好听。
How many of you play tennis?
不晓得在中有谁打这个网球。
On a tennis racket, there is one place on that racket.
那么在这个网球拍有一个地方，
where you maximize force and control.
在这个地方你能够知道这个力量能够集中。
And you call that place the sweet spot.
那么你就称这个地方是一个最好的一个地方。
In baseball, there is one place on the bat.
那么在那个棒球也有一个特殊的地方。
Where if you hit in that place, you maximize again control and force.
那么如果你打正这个地方的话，你就能够得到这个最好的一个力量。
That is the sweet spot.
那个地方是最好的。
Where is the sweet spot for our lives?
那么在我们的生命里面，最好的一个那一点是在哪里？
There is a long list of possibilities in the way that we can live our life.
那么在我们的生命里面，其实有一系列的这个可能性。
Where is the best place to live your life?
那么在我们生命里面，哪一个地方是最好的？
If you take a tour of the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis,
如果你去观光这个在圣路易斯的一间教堂，
you are free to wander through the ornate cathedral.
那么你很自由自在的能够去观光这个教堂。
You're free to look up at the dome ceilings and the brilliant paintings.
那么你可以在这个天花板上看到那个图案。
You're free to walk through the prayer rooms, even with the faithful at prayer.
那么你可以自由自在的在那个祷告室里面行走。
You can walk among the pews and look at the arches.
那么你可以在那个教堂里面那个椅子随便的坐，或者看到建筑物的一些设计。
But in the center of the cathedral, where the worship is led, where the altar is found.
那么在这个圣所的中间，也就是在那个祭坛那个地方。
There is a roped off area with signs hanging that reads, "Guests are requested not to enter the sanctuary."
然后你就看到那边有一些绳子啊围住，然后有一个一个牌子说明说贵宾不可以进入那个圣所。
So you're free to walk through the whole cathedral except the place where worship happens.
你在这个圣所里面很自然自在的行走，但是有个地方你不可以进入的。
That place that they identify as the sanctuary.
那么这个地方就是这个圣殿里面的圣所。
Friends, if you can't enter the sanctuary, there's no reason to go into the cathedral.
那么如果你不能够进入那个圣所，那么没有任何的原因，你要进入这个圣殿。
It's true for us.
其实对我们也是这样。
We can come to church.
我们可以来到教会。
We can live a good life.
我们可以活出一个好的生命。
We can call ourselves Christians.
我们也可以称自己是基督徒。
But if we do not enter the sanctuary,
但是如果我们没有进入这个圣所的话，
it is of little value. It is of little value.
那就没有任何的价值。
So, how do we enter the sanctuary?
那么我们如何能够进入这个圣所呢？
Now remember in the Old Testament, the sanctuary was called the Holy of Holies.
那么在旧约圣经里面，这个圣所也被称为是圣所。
One day a year.
那么在一年当中有一天。
The Day of Atonement,
也就是那个赎罪日
the high priest would enter into the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies.
那么大祭司就进入这个至圣所
and he would sacrifice for his own sins and the sins of his family a bull.
那么他就围着自己和家里的人来在神的面前献祭
and then he would choose two goats.
那么他必选择 两头这个羊。
On one goat, they would let free as the scapegoat.
那么有一头羊就被释放，然后成为那个代替者。
The second goat, they would sacrifice.
那么第二头羊所献上的。
For the sins of the people.
也就是献上那个百姓的那个罪。
And they would sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies.
然后把这个羔羊的血，然后洒在这个这个至圣所里面那个怜悯遗之。
So the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, was the place where the high priest one day a year.Can come face to face with God.
那么这个至圣所，也就是大祭司一年一次进入的一个地方。
What about today?
那么今天又怎么样？
We have access to the sanctuary.
我们每一个人都能够进入这个至圣所。
And in fact, it is the sweet spot of our life.
也同时，也就是我们生命里面那个最好的焦点。
How do we enter?
那么我们如何能够进去呢？
In Hebrews chapter 10,
那么在希伯来书第十章
with verses 19 through 25,
十九节到二十五节
we are told about the sweet spot of our lives, the sanctuary.
那么这段经文告诉我们生命里面那个最好的一个地方。
Starting with verse 19, Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus,
十九节说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所
by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh,
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
And since we have a great priest over the house of God,
又有一位大祭司治理神的家,
let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
并我们心中天良的规劝已经撒弃,身体用清水洗净了。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and to good deeds.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more, as you see the day drawing near.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止灌了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we are allowed to enter into the sanctuary.
因为耶稣基督的死，耶稣基督的复活，使到我们能够进入这个至圣所。
This passage of scripture lists two realities of that entrance.
那么在这段经文里面，我们看到两件真实的事情。
The first reality is that we can enter into the sanctuary.
那么第一件真实的事情就是我们可以进入那个至圣所。
And in fact, it says that we can enter with confidence, or another translation says that we can enter with boldness.
那么这里讲到我们可以很有自信心的进去。
Which says that remember in the Old Testament high priest,
那么这里也讲到那旧约里面那些大祭司
entered the Holy of Holies,
那么进入这个至圣所
with fear and trepidation because he knew he was going to stand face to face with God.
当他进入的时候，他心里面存着坦然无惧的心，因为他知道他是面对这位神。
And in fact, stories told that they would tie a rope to the high priest's leg.
那么在圣经里面又讲到这个大祭司的脚被一条绳子绑住。
So that if the high priest were to die in the Holy of Holies,
那么如果这个大祭司在这个至圣所死去的话，
and since nobody else can enter in and face the presence of God,
里面没有任何的人能够在神的面前来面对神。
With the rope they could pull him out.
那么他们就把他用这个绳子拉出来。
But it says in this passage of scripture that we personally can penetrate the veil of the sanctuary.
那么在这段经文里面讲到我们可以经过这个幔子进入这个至圣所。
That place where only the high priest could go, we can go freely.
那么这个地方原本只有大祭司可以进去的，但是现在我们也能够进去。
So we can enter the sanctuary, which means that we come and stand face to face with the God the Creator.
我们能够进入这个至圣所，来到神的面前，来到这个创造者。
That is not a small thing.
这不是一件小的事情。
The fact that we can go personally, you and I, and kneel at the feet of the Father.
那么我们能够个人的进入神的面前，来到神的面前，跪在神的面前。
Is a privilege that is provided us because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个特权，我们得到这个特权，是因为耶稣基督的死和他的复活。
And it describes this way into the sanctuary.
也描述我们能够进入这个圣所。
In fact, the word literally means a road. into the sanctuary.
如果在字面上来看的话，就好像一条路这样。
And that road has two characteristics.
那么这条路有两个特点。
One, it says it is a new road.
那么第一个特点就是这条路是新的。
Now, in the original language, that new means freshly killed.
那么依照原文的意思，这条路是新的，很新鲜的。
Referring to that sacrifice that was once and for all given to create the road.
也就是针对这个献祭啊，来使到这条路成全。
But that fresh road is as fresh today as it was 2,000 years ago.
那么这条新的路是新的，不单是2000年前，今天也是新的。
So that the readers of the letter of Hebrew had as much access as we do is as fresh as it is for us.
那么这些希伯来书的读者啊，同样的啊，有这个新的一条路，那么今天我们也有这新的一条路。
The second characteristic of that road is that it says it is a living road.
那么第二个特点就讲到这条路是活的。
The living road, that word literally means it is a road without a dead end.
那么这条活的路就代表这条路不是死的。
Now in this town, there are lots of roads that are not living.
那么在这个城市里面有很多很多条路。
There are lots of roads in this town that end up nowhere, a dead end, somewhere.
那么在这个城市里面也有些路啊是死路来的。
And some of the solutions of life, some of those options are also dead end roads.
但是我们也想到在我们生命里面一些啊方案啊有一些是死路来的。
But the road into the sanctuary has no end.
那么这条路啊通到这个圣殿啊是一条活的路。
As Hebrews said, it is a new and a living way.
那么希伯来书说这条路是又生又活的。
And it says that that road was inaugurated or dedicated by Jesus' death.
那么这条路圣经讲就好像啊一条新的路已经被啊成全了。
And by that inauguration was established the permanency of that road.
那么这条路将会成为一条永恒的路。
So the first reality is that we can personally enter that sanctuary, that holy of holies, the very presence of God.
那么第一个事实就是我们能够进入这个至圣所。
But then it also says that the second reality is that we have a new high priest.
那么第二个事实就是我们有成为一个新的一个大祭司。
Remember the Old Testament priest went every year to sacrifice for his own sins.
啊，旧约圣经里面讲到这个每一年这个大祭司把这个献祭带到神的面前。
The Old Testament high priest was the same as you and I.
那么这个旧约里面这个大祭司就好像我们一样。
But when Jesus inaugurated that road into the sanctuary,
那么耶稣成全了这条新的路。
He also became our high priest.
他也成为我们的大祭司。
And that is not a priest who has to sacrifice every year for his own sins.
那么这个大祭司不必每一年来到神的面前献祭。
But he is fully capable.
但是他是能够的。
Of being our priest and our redeemer.
成为我们的大祭司和我们的拯救者。
So that the sweet spot of the human life.
所以我们生命里面那个最好的一个地方。
Is to enter that sanctuary through that new and living road.
也就是借助这个新的一条路来到这个至圣所。
After we enter into that road, after we enter into that sanctuary, that holy of holies, that place where God abides,
那么当我们进入这个至圣所的时候
this passage of scripture says that it reorientates for us three groups of relationships.
那么这段经文告诉我们将会得到三个不同的关系。
The first of those relationships is with God.
那么第一个关系就是我们与神的关系。
Verse 22 says, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith.
我们22节讲到就存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
So when we enter that sanctuary, we are not only have the privilege, but we are commanded to draw near. Near to what? Draw near to God Himself.
当我们进入这个圣所的时候，我们能够来与神亲近。
And the way that the original language is written here, it is a permanent position.
那么在原文就讲到说明这个是一个永久的一个决定。
So that when we draw into that sanctuary, we draw permanently into the presence of God, and it reorients our relationship to Him.
那么当我们进入这圣所的时候，我们与神建立了一个关系。
And it says to draw near to God, number one, with a sincere heart.
那么来到神的面前，第一就是以一个真诚的心。
That sincere heart means a genuine heart. In English idiom, it's the real deal.
那么这个诚心就是说明是一个诚实的心。
Which means that when we are before God, we can be totally honest with God.
我们就是在神的面前，我们能够很诚心的来敬拜他。
He knows our feelings, He knows our thoughts, He knows our actions. We can lay ourselves before Him at His feet.
他知道我们的心思意念，所以我们能够来到他面前，把事情告诉他。
And in total honesty, confess ourselves to Him.
以诚实的心，把我们的罪来到他的面前，求他赦免。
Number two, it says that we draw near to Him with our hearts cleansed.
那么第二点就是我们来到他的面前以一个清洁的心。
And morally, our hearts cleansed refers to our moral purity.
那么这个清洁的心就是指我们那个道德清洁的心。
So that drawing into the sanctuary, into that relationship, reorders our morality.
那么当我们来到那个圣所的时候，神洁净了我们这个心。
And our sense of right and our sense of wrong, our sense of good comes from that relationship with God.
那么借助这个关系能够使到我们的心洁净。
It also says that we come with our bodies washed.
这里也讲到我们的身体被洗清洁。
Which talks about our ethical actions.
也讲到我们这个在道德的生命。
So out of our moral purity comes behavior that is fitting for one who stands before God.
那么我们这个道德就使到我们能够成神为圣洁的。
That stands in contrast to the ethical actions that the world justifies. The way that the world to the standards of the world.
那么就使到我们能够达到这个道德的标准。
My Chinese couldn't help. Apparently my English couldn't either. So when we draw into that sanctuary, it says that then we have a sincere heart, we've got hearts that are cleansed, and we've got bodies that are washed.
那么当我们来到这个圣所的时候，我们的心成为一个诚实的心， 我们有一个清洁的心和一个 洗净的心身体。
And all of those are part of that relationship to God.
那么这些都是因为我们与神那个关系。
But then there's also, it says, a relationship that we have with the world.
这里也讲到我们与世界那种关系。
The passage of scripture says, hold fast to our confession of faith.
那么这段经文讲到我们应当持守这个真理。
That word hold fast means that to firmly grip your profession of faith.
持守就是我们抓紧我们这个信仰。
Where is our profession of faith most relevant except as we confess to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord?
我们这个信仰是合适的，就是当我们在这个神的面前承认我们的罪。
So it reorders our relationship to the world because we become a spokesman for God, a spokesman for Christ.
是让我们在这个世界成为基督的一个传扬者。
And our constant confession of faith is that Jesus Christ is Lord.
那么接着我们的在神的面前承认耶稣基督是我们的主。
And that confession of faith establishes our relationship with the non-believing world.
那么接着这个在神的面前承认使到我们在这个世界宣扬神的话语。
And then third, it reestablishes our relationship with each other.
那么第三点呢，就是使到我们能够更新我们与神的关系。
When we enter that sanctuary, we not only find God, find ourselves in the presence of God.
那么当我们进入这个圣所的时候，我们不只能够与神有这个关系，
but we find ourselves in the presence of each other.
我们也与神同在。
So that we become family.
使到我们成为这个一家人。
And as family, we are obligated to each other.
那么身为一个家里的成员，我们有我们的责任。
The scripture encourages us to, well, let's just read the scripture. Verse 24, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and to good deeds.
那么二十四节讲到，又要彼此相互激发爱心，勉励行善。
That obligation is not just to love and serve.
那么这个责任不只是指这个爱心
，but to encourage each other.
也要互相的勉励。
Which means that our brothers and sisters' spiritual maturity.And their Christian behavior are part of our obligation.
也就是讲，其他弟兄姐妹的灵命也是我们的责任。
So that when we come together as family,
当我们来到神这个大家庭里面
，we are building each other up and encourage each other in our Christian walk.
我们在我们灵命上，我们互相建立。
Though we walk individually into the sanctuary,
那么虽然我们个人进入这个至圣所
we do not serve God individually.
我们不是个人的侍奉神
but we serve it in the community of faith of brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们是整体的来侍奉神
And that community of faith is comprehensive to all believers throughout the world.
那么这个团队的团体呢，就是来成全这个整体的目标。
So that the way we live our life reflects not only on the God in the sanctuary, but it reflects on our community of faith.
那么我们的生命不只是反映出这位神，也反映出我们这个整体的一个信仰。
Which means the way I live my life reflects upon you. The way you live your life reflects upon me.
也就是说，我怎样活，反映出你的生命；你怎样活，也反映出我的生命。
That is a relationship of privilege and obligation that comes by walking that road into the sanctuary.
所以，当我们走这条路进入圣所的时候，是一个特权，也是一个责任。
And the sweet spot of human existence.
然后，这个人的存在的最好的一个地方
，is to be a part of that community of faith.
也就是成为这个这个整体的一个成员。
And to find ourselves living out our life for our God and for each other.
也就是使到我们能够活出对神的责任和对其他人的责任。
So the question faces us.
那么我们所面对的一个问题。
One of two questions. Have you walked that road into the sanctuary?
那么第一个问题就是我们到是否有进入这个圣所。
If you've not entered the sanctuary,
如果我们没有进入这个圣所的话，
you're not a child of the Father.
我们不是神的儿女。
But for most of us, we have walked that road.
但是我们很多人走过这条路。
And if we've walked that road, if we are believers in Jesus Christ,
如果我们走这条路，而且我们是一位圣徒，
is that reorienting our relationship to God, to the world, and to each other?
那将会改变我们跟神的关系，跟信徒的关系，和跟世界的关系。
Or is your presence in the sanctuary out of disobedience?
但是，是否我们在圣所的表现是一种叛逆的表现？
Only you can answer whether some of those relationships are not right.
只有我们自己能够回答这个问题。
So the question that our scripture poses for us this morning is, are we in that sanctuary with clenched hearts and sincere minds?
那么我们是否在这个圣所里面存着一个诚心，还有一个洁净的心。
And you need to respond to God in whatever way that He is convicting you in this scripture.
那么我们必须在神的面前回应神的对我们所说的。
As you live out the privilege of being in the sweet spot not only of human existence but in all creation, that place is at the feet of God.
我们是否这个最好的地方成为我们生命最好的？
Let me close this in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your love.
天父，我们感谢你对我们的爱。
And we thank you for the actions that your love drew you to do for us.
我们也感谢你的爱在我们生命当中表现出来的。
In the sending of your Son Jesus Christ.
也就是差你的独生儿子。
So that we can enter that sanctuary and come to know you as our Lord and as our Savior.
直到我们进入这个圣所的时候成为你成为我们的救主。
And I pray for each of my brothers and sisters that we would stand in that sanctuary with sincere hearts.
我祷告弟兄姐妹能够以诚心来到这个圣所。
With hearts cleansed and bodies washed.
来到这圣所以清洁的心和洁净的身体。
And I pray that if there is anybody in this family today who has never walked that road,
我也祷告，如果在当中还没有走过这条路的，
that today they would enter the sanctuary.
那么今天他将进入这个圣所。
and realize the sweet spot of all human existence.
经历到这个最美好的一个地方。
Thank you, Father, for your love for us.
感谢主你给我们的爱。
And your reach to us.
也感谢你的你的恩典。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.